Live, you can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And for what it's worth, I want to apologize to anybody that's just tuning in tonight who actually tried calling last night. We had some technical difficulties that
he was ignoring you.
Prevented, and that's not true. I didn't even know that there were any calls on hold last night, so I apologize. There was some communications issues with the show last night. So if you didn't get on last night, call in tonight, and we'll do our best to actually get you on the air.
Did you freak out at 3 in the morning when you realized that you got all these messages? Did you, like, wake up and go, that's it? And like, have
no,
a little
I haven't gone to sleep yet.
Oh.
So, anyway, 800-259-9231 here on the evening before the supposed rapture. People in the streets all across America apparently attempting to save your soul. And it sure would be interesting if one of them called in tonight, but I don't know. I don't have any of their phone numbers.
Do you think if you're going to get saved because you believe the rapture is going to come tomorrow that it's going to stick?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
Do you think that if you get saved, like, that somebody is getting saved because the rapture's coming tomorrow, right? Like,
because they're scared.
They're convinced.
Oh, meaning, like, right now they're, like, praying to Jesus that, please take me tomorrow, that kind of thing? Like, give myself to you? Like, what is it, what was it, that, what would you have to say?
Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, uh-huh. that he died on the cross for your sins.
But I can't do that because I denied the existence of the Holy Ghost
check
a little while
out.
Back, right?
I'm not sure that, in fact, I'm not sure that it's possible. The denial of the Holy Spirit thing, scripturally, is difficult to really pin down. I don't know whether in fact
that,
you can do it.
I thought that when you deny the Holy Spirit, that meant you can't. There's no saving you.
I'm
at
not
that
sure
point,
you
right?
can do it verbally. You may have to do it through action.
The Catholic Church actually. The Catholics, I think, believe that the denial of the Holy Spirit is you committing suicide. I mean, there's really some.
Right. It's difficult to say what it means precisely. And I'll tell you that every church will tell you, as long as you can donate to them, that you're still savable.
So your question is, if somebody is being saved right now, tonight, or tomorrow, or whatever,
yeah.
that if
is it going to stick?
Presuming that they do not get floated away, or anyone, no one gets floated away tomorrow, will they continue being Christian? Is
right.
your question?
Is this detrimental or positive for the Christian movement, as it were? And I'm not sure what the movement is.
So I promise that, as the one Christian here, that in the event that you are of the mind that tomorrow the rapture is going to occur, if you call in, I will not mock you at all. I'm interested and curious to know why you believe this. So I don't know if Ian and Mark will, but I won't.
I don't, you know, I'm
very curious about this.
I don't, I'm not prepared to mock anybody, but I'll mock anybody. That's so it's hard to say. You can call it about anything, I might mock you, so.
1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then, at the end of the hour, we actually lost Stephen's call, but Stephen had called in to bring up the question of this old Playboy that he is thinking about ordering. He's looking at collecting some older issues, and I think it was 1958, where one of the young ladies, the centerfold in that particular issue, happened to be 16 years old. Hugh Hefner apparently and his mom were charged with contributing.
Not his mom, her mom.
Her mom, thank you.
Right.
Right, not Hugh's mom. they were charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, but the charges were dropped.
I blame Hugh's mom.
And so I guess I'm wondering, you know, how do you feel about that issue? I mean, is it child pornography when you have a 16 year old who's naked in Playboy? Is that child porn? I don't think she's a child.
Right.
She doesn't look. 16-year-olds don't look like children to me. I mean, children.
Well, we
I think
always
child...
get into the discussion about when you own yourself, when you're an adult. If you're 16 years old and you're mentally retarded, then you're not
you might
capable.
Be a child. Yeah,
yeah, you're not capable of making your own decisions. But when I was 16 years old, I was asked to pose naked.
Oh yeah, did you?
No.
Oh man.
I didn't. But there are
so
lots of
So if you can make the decision
photos.
Not to, is it possible that, I mean, do you then own your own body
there
and you're
wasn't,
able to make the decision
enough money wasn't offered. There wasn't enough money offered.
Well, I'm just saying that if you're able to say no, then are you able to say yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, but that's kind of the philosophical question that's at the heart of this is, yeah, I find it very difficult to sort of pin down. If you're going to talk about the idea that somebody, that different people reach maturity at different ages, I would agree with that. However, if you say that, well, some people don't have, you know, at 16, don't have the mental acumen to be able to make a decision as to whether or not to pose naked, and some people do. Well, then, what are you saying, that some 18-year-olds don't have the mental acumen?
I suppose.
You saying that some 30-year-olds don't? Because, I mean, obviously, that's, I mean, clearly that's what it means.
I've met some 30-year-olds, and I'm curious as to how they find their way out of their house every day. You know?
Well, I mean, even you know, you're just talking about folks that seem ditzy, but what about people that are, you know, I don't know what the term is.
Mentally incapacitated?
Otherly capacitated in their minds these days.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of mentally handicapped types.
Sure.
Are they able to make decisions to have sex? Are they only able to make decisions to have sex with other mentally handicapped people, but are being abused if they have sex with, say, super geniuses? Who knows?
Oh,
there's no firm answer, I don't think, to this question, is there? 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, when you look at somebody who is mentally handicapped in those ways, there are different degrees. And so how do you decide? How does one make that decision? Oh, yeah, you're okay to make the decision to have sex.
Who decides?
But not you. Yeah, and who decides? And should anyone decide those things?
That's why I like the idea of if you bring a person into this world and you assume responsibility, you know, you haven't given them up for adoption or whatever, and that you have a moral obligation to rear them up to the point where they are capable of taking care of themselves. And if they're not capable of taking care of themselves because they have a mental handicap or something like that, or physical handicap, then it's your obligation to provide for them after you're gone, etc. And so, I mean, I think the idea that the government has become the parent in all of these situations is really what we all find abhorrent.
Well, right, and it leads to having the one-size-fits-all rule that the government has, that is, the age of consent is 16, or 18 in some states. The age of consent is 16, and you know, therefore cannot do anything. You will not be able to make any decision about sex. You will not be able to make any decision about being naked until we decide that you can make that decision. It's really a scary idea. So, you know, there are several questions that come up here. The 16-year-old, do you believe that she was able to make a decision to appear in Playboy? Do you believe that she needed to have her mom to make the decision for her because her mom was involved in this process?
So it shouldn't matter. Because whether or not she was old enough, if her mother didn't force her to do it, and she was there doing it, you know, let's assume that her mother wasn't forcing her. And if so, whether she was of the age of consent between her and her parents, or her mother was allowing it, then the point's moot.
Is it child porn at any point? Is it child porn when just the 16-year-old decides on her own to take pictures of herself naked? Or is it child porn when the 16-year-old and her mother together? Does that somehow negate the child porn factor? Like, if you believe that it's child porn when the 16-year-old does it on her own, is it no longer child porn if she has her parents' permission to do it?
And I would think that the interesting legal wrinkle to this is it child porn if a 16-year-old takes naked pictures in a state where 16-year-olds can have sex, or is it only child porn in a state where a 16-year-old takes pictures in a state where only 18-year-olds are allowed to have sex?
Well, or is it child porn if you are over the age of 18 and you're looking at someone that's under the age of consent?
I maintain that it is not child porn in any way, shape, or form because it's not a child, first and foremost, mm-hmm. and it's not porn, secondly. I think that, of course, again, each individual's definition is going to differ, but porn to me means something of a sexual nature, and mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe that someone being nude is a sexual thing. Not necessarily. One could say that nudity is a, you know, very beautiful artwork kind of thing, and that porn, you know, it only crosses the line into porn when you actually have some sort of sex act that is actually being done within the picture or the video. That would make the most sense to me. And then, so you've got the definition of porn being that, from my perspective, and then add in the fact that you've got a child, which is, I think, somebody who's not reached the age of puberty. Mm. So that would be the definition.
Ew, in which case, why would you want to look at that body?
Well, you know, let's not forget that there have been people, multiple people, many people in these United States arrested, charged, their lives have been ruined and thrown into chaos over pictures, naked pictures of their kids in, like, the bathtub and stuff.
Well, and now we're starting to see it happen with teenagers and this so-called sexting phenomenon, which is, there's a new scandal, I guess, that has erupted at a New Jersey middle school involving a teenage girl and a nude picture that she presumably took of herself. 1-800-259-9231. They are threatening the entire student population. We'll explain what's going on. More coming up. You can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
Expand your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so we continue here, and you can, as we mentioned, bring up anything that you'd like. Also want to tell you about how to get your hands on gold and silver.
Free Talk Live, you know, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, maybe just as an investment or a barter currency in case something bad happens. But we've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great rates. What we believe may be some of the best rates on the internet in gold and silver. Don't take my word for it. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Take a look at the coins that we have there, and some coins and some silver pieces. Compare them to the other organizations that are selling gold and silver out there. Get the best rate for yourself, what works for you. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So let's continue here with your phone calls, and then we'll tell you about the new sexting scandal that has, according to the media, rocked a New Jersey middle school. Let's go to your thoughts, though, and your calls about whatever's on your mind. We'll talk to Nobody, calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nobody.
Hi, this is Nobody.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind tonight?
I actually had two things to bring up. One quickly, a long time ago, you guys were talking about Zeitgeist a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
This one might be a little bit for Mark, but there's a book by Ira Levine, guy who wrote Rosemary's Baby and Stepford Wives. It's called This Perfect Day. It's
okay.
Basically, I think, what the Zeitgeist movement ripped off to come up with their whole thing. It's a world created by a centralized computer, and then some guy is a rebel, and he goes off to hack it. There's a pretty good overview, like a Cliff's Notes of it on Wikipedia for Ueans. I know.
Well, have you seen the Zeitgeist films? Nobody, have you seen the Zeitgeist films?
Pardon?
Have you seen the Zeitgeist movies?
I haven't.
Okay, well, at one point, the reason I asked you the question, you don't have to justify your answer. The reason why I asked the question is because in the third movie, I've only seen the first and third, but in the third movie the third movie is all about their vision for this sort of this centrally controlled, computer controlled, what is it that Stefan Molyneux called it? Marxism with robots. This vision that they have, that the filmmaker has, he actually cites his source. His source is, and I don't remember what it was called.
The Venus Project.
There you go. The Venus Project, which is like by Jacques Cousteau or somebody like that. Somebody. And so he actually cites his source. So there was this guy that had a similar vision in the 1970s that he, I wouldn't say he stole the idea. He's borrowing it, and he's kind of repackaging it, and he's putting it out there, and you know, good for them if they think they can make it work.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like in the book itself, which isn't a libertarian novel by any extent, or the author isn't really a libertarian author, the book comes across with the libertarian, the way it has to end up using logic. So it's a very libertarian story because that type of system can't actually work in the real world.
Yeah, clearly the idea that some computer is going to be able to ascertain what products need to go where and how much of them should go there is just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, and
ludicrous.
The interesting thing about it is that it works for a large segment of the society, but a big part of why the computer is there is to draw out people who might want to frack the system, to use a Battlestar Galactica term, but anybody who wants to hack into the system and become a rebel, they draw those people in because they're the clever people who are going to be able to program it and be able to further take advantage of it.
So they want to co-opt the hackers into working. So you're saying they want to co-opt the hackers into working for the system?
Basically, yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
So anyone who's going to become against the system, they create little backdoors in the system to bring them in into the system and work for it.
You know, I think that there's a possibility that a large computer or many computers will at some point make it much more efficient to move goods and services around and resources and things like that.
They already have.
Yeah, we have logistics. I don't let you go, man. Take care of the kid. Thanks for the call.
I don't think that that part is ludicrous about it. I think what's ludicrous is the expectation that human nature is going to accept a top-down authoritarian model of sort of this, computers in charge.
Well, no, the absurdity is that the idea would be one computer. The Zeitgeist vision is that there's one computer program that controls the distribution of all resources for the entire world. And
Stalin would have loved that.
Exactly. It's a complete central control, total control freak thing. And, you know, they want to make the world better, and I appreciate that, but they're never going to get everybody to join on voluntarily to a program like this.
No.
So, therefore, they're going to have to use force if they want to actually implement this, and, of course, force has all kinds of consequences.
They say that they will not do, that the force is not in the formula, and...
I haven't talked to the Zeitgeist guy. You've talked to the actual Zeitgeist guy.
Well, not the guy, but I've talked to, you know, the one that does their radio program.
People would have to have a lobotomy. They'd have to have their neocortex, you know, overridden somehow.
Humans have freedom imprinted on their DNA. They're not going to do this. I mean, they're talking
about... Ever since the Garden of Eden,
concentric circle cities where, you know, everything's run by a computer. It's madness.
Right. The robots do all the work for you so you can sit around, eat grapes all day or something like that.
We'll all be wearing the most efficient clothing, whether it's, I don't know, hemp-made, you know, onesies. I have no idea.
All of the products will be the best quality. They will be made longest of time.
It's exactly,
oh, it's
precisely utopian.
Mm-hmm. You should really take, it's 3 hours, but if you want to have any idea what people are talking about when they reference this Zeitgeist thing, it may be worth a watch.
No, it's not. I did the 3 hours, I lost it. My 3 hours is gone, and it's never coming back. I've been robbed.
I wish it were an hour and a half. It was a really lengthy explanation of it, but it's such a big phenomenon. It seems like a big phenomenon. I mean, a lot of people talk about the Zeitgeist film. They are these free online movies that this guy made to, and good for him for promoting his vision of what he thinks should be possible. I mean, you know, you've got to have people that are visionaries in order to have things advancing on into the future. And it's just that he's got some serious problems with what he's thinking about. In many cases, he's right about a lot of the problems that he identifies. He identifies problems with society, like the Federal Reserve, for instance. But his solutions are really lacking. Of course, the centrally controlled economy is a big problem.
He wants to get rid of money.
Right,
no
he
money.
Wants to end money entirely, which is his solution to the Federal Reserve, rather than having a competing monetary systems.
So how do you trade goods and services?
Just the computer will ascertain who needs to create what and send what where.
How do you start concentric circle cities?
Totally like Mao Zedong and Stalin. This is just that only. Because I haven't seen that.
Sure, that's really what it is, except he will deny that that's what it is. He'll
claim that it's more like anarcho-syndicalism than it is like communism.
And for those of us, are we all going to simultaneously, kind of like a rapture, going to invite this new phenomenon into our life? How do you evolve?
Well, that's a good question. From here to there.
Well, they suggested that you go off the grid at your house, you know, put up solar panels and things
like
that.
How do you get from where we are today to being mind controlled by this computer?
I'm just telling you what I've did in the interview.
Well, it won't be the computer that will control your mind. The computer wants, they want the computers to set you free from having to work and such. So the computer will supposedly do everything for you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes that you have to pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL at VaporStation.com. Get an additional 5% off. VaporStation.com.
All right, so toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We were talking about the question of this 16-year-old who posed allegedly in Playboy back in 1958, according to one of our callers earlier tonight, as to whether or not the individual should order this Playboy. They're looking to collect the early episodes, early issues. And he's concerned because he was worried that, it might be considered child pornography. And I'm wondering if you think that it is. You know, naked picture of a 16-year-old in this case, or a 13-year-old in New Jersey, where according to various different websites, there's one here at CBS New York, at newyork.cbslocal.com, a sexting incident at a New Jersey middle school has police warning students who may have inappropriate pictures of a 13-year-old girl. The sexting scandal has rocked the Dwight D. Eisenhower Middle School in Wyckoff, and parents and residents can't believe it. is upset because these people don't realize what effect it has on their lives, said a grandmother. Once it's out there forever.
That much is true.
So what? How many other naked pictures of teenagers are there on the internet? Well, okay, you've got one more now.
I tend to think that it's not the big deal that people make it out to be. I had a girlfriend at one point, and you know, she confided in me that at one point in her teenage years, she had a video taken of her and having sex or whatever, mm-hmm. and that this was a big confession for her. And I'm like, okay, so you're having sex was okay, but taking a video of it was a problem. And I imagine it's gotten around. People have seen it. Whatever.
Yeah, okay, so what? Is it going to mean that your life is somehow ruined?
It certainly hasn't ruined her. She has two wonderful boys. She's the head of a company. She's built quite a life for herself.
Who hasn't done some dumb crap when they were a teenager?
I think that's the time that you're supposed to be doing it, right?
Right. So what's the big deal? I mean, as long as you don't actually hurt anybody in the process of doing your dumb crap, then what? Whoopie-doo.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I did my fair share of dumb crap in high school. Just went to my 20-year reunion, and, people are like, hey, how are things going for you? You know?
And maybe if people wouldn't make a big deal out of this, like freaking out like they're doing at this middle school in New Jersey where they brought the police in to threaten everyone in the middle school. They basically said, hey, you better take this picture off of your phones or else you may be facing child pornography charges.
Did the police actually look at the photo?
Well, they're criminals.
Presumably the police have, yes.
Right.
See, it's okay for the police to look at pictures of naked teenagers. Just you and I, we can't do that. And other teenagers can't either. Police on Thursday gave the students an ultimatum. Delete the pictures or face the consequences. Chief Benjamin Fox said the following. If you have this after Thursday, that's yesterday, and we find out about it, we'll investigate it, and we will charge you.
Wait a second. So they can put a time limit on charging
people? Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Are they going to be charged as adults?
Of course they are. They always charge kids.
I don't think there's a teenage child porn charge.
Yeah, they. So on Wednesday, it's okay to possess this picture. On mm-hmm. Thursday, it's child porn.
Really, well, just shows how arbitrary it is, right?
And we're back to the there's no such thing as bad publicity, you know, kind of thing. That poor girl, whether she intended or not, now people are so curious, they're going to go look.
Yeah, there's people right now trying to find this girl's picture because of our talking about it.
Sexting has become an epidemic, according to CBS News, with teens across the nation. Epidemic, I think that just means it's popular, meaning that a lot of teenagers are doing this.
It's gone viral. Epidemic. It's kind of
epidemic
dirty.
Makes it sound like it's some sort of calamity or that,
disease.
You know, that the world is ending as a result of this. And some people would say it is ending as a result of this tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But a psychiatrist at Hackensack University Medical Center's Children's Hospital said communication is the key for parents. He said that helped them understand the risk and damages to their reputation socially and the long-term effects and consequences. How many things that you did in high school that were stupid have had long-term damaging effects on you? Except for the whole 9 years in prison.
I did. One big one.
That's funny.
I mean, aside from actually hurting somebody, not to say you did that, but you were involved in a situation where somebody was hurt.
The worst thing that can happen, the thing that parents really need to steer their kids away from is, crime and pregnancy. Those are the things that totally change your life.
How about just instead of steering them away from something, how about equipping them to understand that they are responsible for the things that they do?
You know, it may be a true statement that there is some kind of an effect while you're in high school. You might be labeled as the slut or something like that. Somebody might make fun of you for having a sexting photo sent around the campus, sent around to different phones. That may affect your reputation on the high school campus. But after high school, this is of course what teenagers, a lot of them don't realize, is that high school doesn't matter. Like the people that you're in high school with, usually you don't end up being friends with them for much longer after high school.
It's not much like reality.
Right. It's like a pre-reality. It doesn't really have any effect on your life.
You're thrown together with people of all kinds of different groups together in one place.
Told that you have to sit next to them.
Yeah, make this work, people.
So we're going to talk to you about your thoughts. You can bring up anything you'd like, of course. Bob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Actually, it's Sober Bob. I called you the other night, and I was walking through the store, and you guys were like, no, you can't say that.
Oh, right. Yeah, you were the guy that said you'd be all right and then drop the S-bomb on the air. All right.
Dude,
so,
no, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Right. But, no, I was what I was calling the other night was it's okay for the police to, like, you know, like, videotape us.
I'm sorry.
It's okay for the cops to videotape us.
Ah, tape.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had to dump your call.
You think
wow.
You think he's, like, doing this on purpose?
I don't know. It doesn't matter, though, because it didn't get on the air, so no. Whatever, dude. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a little bit more here from this story where they are threatening these teenagers. They're telling them that if you are caught with this particular photo on your phone after yesterday, that you may be charged with child pornography. The psychologist in this case said it's important to tell your kids early on that you reserve the right to monitor their cell phone and computer use. And that makes sense. I mean, you probably are the one paying for it if you're the parent in that situation. Because they're often, he says, discovering themselves and trying to gain acceptance during their teen years. So it's important to them to have friends and be popular. And this might be something a child might be doing to gain popularity and to get in with a circle of friends or impress someone at that moment in time. I'd say odds are good it's the latter. She likely was taking the photo to send to a boy or something
yeah, sure.
like that. And knowing teenage boys, he then sent that photo onto every one of his friends.
Well, maybe a couple or a few,
yeah.
and then it can go from there. I mean,
yeah.
a secret's only a secret
if you keep it
a secret. Yeah, sorry. That's the way it goes.
So then before you know it, the entire grade level has seen it, and then the whole school at that point. The middle school had a similar incident 3 years ago, and parents said they're bombarded with anti-sexting information, so it's made comprehending this latest incident more difficult. One parent said that they talk about from sixth grade on, even in the grammar school, not to get involved in this. Kids are educated this way. Still, they do. What do you know? Kids do what they're told not to.
So of my three children, the only one has a cell phone, and she pays for it herself. The other two don't, but when they do get them, they'll be paying for them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a sure way to deter sexting or anything else that you don't want your kid doing with their cell phone. Don't buy them one. Wait for them to get
camera.
It for themselves, you know?
Of course, they could also have a digital camera as well, in which case you would have to not buy them a digital camera either. Of course, they're so cheap, they could go and get them themselves if they wanted to. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So we're continuing here. Of course, you can bring up anything. Talking about a news story out of New Jersey, but this could be in wherever you live, because odds are good if there are teenagers where you live that they are engaging in this particular behavior, and that is the so-called sexting phenomenon, which is basically taking naked pictures of yourself, which teenagers have been doing and other people have been doing for a long time. Since prior to the age of digital photography, it's a little more difficult to get away with if you had film.
Polaroids went around my high school.
Yeah, exactly. Polaroids were certainly a solution back then. Now, of course, digital cameras are ubiquitous. You can get them for next to nothing at any local, you know, convenience store at this point. And so the cost of entry, the barrier to entry to take as many photos as you would like, is virtually zero at this point. And whereas, you know, in the olden days, it would cost you money, even with the Polaroids, it would cost you a buck a Polaroid or whatever. There, yep. There was some level of financial prohibition there to actually taking a bunch of these photos. But
not
now,
there anymore.
Now it's as large as your memory card is, you can take as many photos as will fit in it. And if you run out of room, you just put a new memory card in. So now you've got a situation where teenagers can easily have access to these cameras, whether it's in their cell phone or whether it is just one of these digital cameras. And so they're young, they are inexperienced, they are curious, sexually curious. And so all of these things combined together result in teenagers taking naked pictures of themselves. And, of course, the government believes, the government people seem to believe that the solution is to threaten people with child pornography charges, to attempt to intimidate them into not engaging in this. What is really it? Kind of an expected...
A rite of passage.
Yeah, natural process.
Let's play doctor. You feel me, I feel you.
I mean,
Let me see yours.
Take nude pictures of myself when I was a teenager.
You
but
didn't have a
some
camera.
Do. I do. That's true. I didn't have a camera like that, so who knows.
Some people do, some people don't. I'm not saying it's a rite of passage in the way that everybody would need to do it. But, you know, I mean, I think that it's...
But sexual exploration is something that...
The deal is as big as one makes of it, and they're making a big deal.
Right, and they're acting as though that this is going to, if you take a picture of yourself naked, that it's going to ruin your life, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, what, Dr. Laura, this talk show host, she ended up taking, you probably heard of her, she ended up taking pictures in when she was in her early 20s, I think, or maybe 19 or something like that, in a hotel room with some radio guy, and they ended up coming out like a decade ago, and I don't know, she blew it off or whatever happened. She's still got a career. So what's the big deal? I mean, even
Vanessa Williams, the only Miss America that I can name, you know, they had those naked lesbian pictures that were in the 80s, showed up in Penthouse or Playboy.
Yeah,
or
she got her Miss America pulled, right? Her crown.
Something like
she
that.
She did, yes. She lost
the most famous of them.
But right, but then she ended up having a movie career after that. How many Miss Americas?
The biggest career of all the Miss Americas,
exactly.
Other than the one Jane Russell, I think she was a Miss America, too.
I've never heard of Jane Russell.
She was married to Ronald Reagan? Prior to Nancy?
News to me. I do, you know, I'm younger, so I haven't,
I
haven't heard
there was
of her.
One of those,
I wasn't around back then either, Ian.
Okay. A reporter on 2020 or 60 Minutes or something like that was a Miss America or something at one point, I think. Anyway, go ahead.
Way to sound informed. 800-259-9231.
Well, how it felt like I studied the Miss America competition. What am I supposed to
especially
know here on the radio?
Especially they don't wear bikinis. They should be wearing thongs, huh?
Let's go. Your calls, your thoughts. Tom is listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, Tom. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to comment a little bit on that situation with the girl's picture. I just want to, on a case story for myself back, of course, it's been years ago, back in the 80s, I had a little good friend of mine that had one of her boyfriends had taken a picture of her and flashed around the school, and she became the school SLUT. I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
No, we already did. Slut.
Okay, yeah, but
but she can't say the other one?
I'm sorry?
Michelle's confused about what you can and can't say on the radio. Yeah, you can't say the other four-letter S word.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, but anyhow, yeah, but it damaged her pretty bad to all through junior high school and high school, and mm-hmm. She ended up, you know, almost committing suicide on it. But the thing of it is, it didn't damage her in the long run because right now she's a principal at a local elementary school. So, I mean,
interesting.
You know, damaged her real bad, and, you know, and she we're still friends today, but, I mean, it does damage them, I guess, maybe when they're younger, but she turned out to be something, you know, important now because she's a principal, so.
Maybe if people were more open to nudity as a more common thing, you know, we all are naked under our clothes, maybe if we were more comfortable with it collectively, that it wouldn't be as damaging. Maybe it wouldn't be a big deal if no one would make a big deal out of it, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree, but I think back in that era, back in the 80s, it was more damaging, but now it's more popular to do stuff like that, where back then it wasn't quite as popular, but...
Well, I don't know. That's a good question, and that would be more of a question for the young people who are actually in the schools to, you know, to address. Is this a big deal as the adults are making it out to be? How do people actually handle this? You know, are people talking behind her back, etc.? I would imagine there's a mix. I would imagine that there are still people that will look down on someone for taking those photos, and there are other people that all of a sudden she's become very popular with as a result of that. Maybe in a way in which she didn't want to be become popular, but nonetheless. Hey, any other thoughts you want to share?
That's it.
Thanks,
Tom. Thank you very much.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. But the whole idea that you're going to improve this situation by charging a teenager with child porn possession or being, you know, a creator of or possessor of child pornography and then labeling them as a sex offender for the rest of their lives. Now, that's going to have a lifelong effect.
Yeah.
That's going to be something that is going to hurt somebody in the long run, and only the government can do something like that.
That's crazy.
But that's what they're talking about.
Sure it is.
If you are caught with this photo on your camera at this school in New Jersey, they are saying you could be charged with child pornography. Whether they will or will not charge somebody remains to be seen. They are threatening them with this, and that's how you hurt somebody in the long term.
So are they checking everyone's camera?
They say, in another article, they say that they're not planning on doing anything like that, but
they don't have a warrant.
They have their ways of knowing. They won't need a warrant. They'll come up, they can just come up and demand the camera from a child, and the young person does not know their rights. And so as long as you just turn over your stuff to the so-called authorities, then no warrant is necessary. If the cops come to your home tonight, Michelle, knock on the door and say, "We're going to need to search your house right now, ma'am." and you say, "Okay,
no.
Come on in," then they don't need a warrant.
Right.
"I'm sorry, ma'am. We're going to have to ask to search your house."
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is not going to stop there.
They did actually.
Please,
when,
step aside. Yeah.
When my darling, you know, child who's sitting next to me right now called the police on me, you know, in a moment of weakness and bad judgment, because he's a teenager. And it was, you know, 11 degrees outside. It was very cold. And the two officers said they needed to come in and search because I was being accused of abuse. And I said, no. And they asked another time, and I looked straight at them and said, you are not coming into my house, period.
And they were there
for like almost an hour and a half waiting outside. CPS came as well, an ambulance came to check him over or whatever. They wanted me to sign things. I said no. And, you know, I thought for a moment, if I wasn't such a mouthy, feisty, argumentative, in-your-face kind of chick that has actually experienced some of these things, and Pete Eyre, his repeated videos and things about how to deal with police was incredibly helpful, because it was in my moment of like, you know, it was right there. And
you've got to know this.
Am I being arrested? Right. Da da da. Then I can't imagine someone who's a little bit more weak-minded.
Yeah, somebody who's 15 or 13 or whatever, and they've been indoctrinated in this government. Rich system, the government-run school system, where they're told what to do, and they're, you know, the principals and the administrators and the police officers are held up as these ultimate authorities. And very few people are going to be presented with a situation where some man in a badge comes up and says, "Son, hand over that phone." And you know, if they do it, then they've consented to it. Essentially, they don't know that they can say no.
Right.
Or refuse to even speak to that person.
When you hand the phone to the officer, the consent has been given.
There are some things, though, since the USA Patriot Act, though, regarding police coming into your home. I mean, they can, the FBI can set up cameras and taps in your hearing devices, in your listening devices in your home for up to 4 months. Originally it was 28 days, but then in the second, third, or fourth, or tenth, or whatever, redo of that atrocious piece of legislation, they can now keep these hearing devices and the video cameras in your home without even asking you, and without a warrant, without ever telling you. So it's interesting. It would be interesting to know kind of where the line is drawn regarding the school. Is it because it's a public school? Is it because they're underage that the police have this authority?
1-800-259-9231. They don't really have authority. They just act like it.
Right? There we go.
They just attempt to get you to believe that they have it. And, you know, they might actually hurt you. They might put you in a cage. They can do those horrible things to you, but you still own yourself. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control. Just say no. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone, and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.